Biff and I were talking, there have not been many games that have been like this on this field for 20 or 30 years, but where do you pinpoint as to where this thing got away from you?
Well, give them credit. I got to do that first. They got a good football team, but we just got to get out of our own way. Penalties and just lack of execution. Defense was atrocious. We got to go get fit. We got to play violent. We got to be more physical. And showed up today. We got a lot of youthfulness and skill, but we got to start controlling the line of scrimmage and getting fit and doing a better job on that side for sure.
Well, it almost got away from you guys early on. I mean, if it wasn't for that fumble at the goal line and a fourth down stand, obviously a couple more touchdowns and Augustana could have pulled away. You get that touchdown late at the first half, you got to feel like you got yourself back into the football game.
Yeah, we thought we had a chance and drove the ball down and had an opportunity or two at the beginning of the third and just weren't able to get points. And it comes back to a lot of different things. We got to watch the film and evaluate it and go hard and just plain and simple, not acceptable the way we played today. And you're right, I've been here for 22 years and I don't know if we played a worse, two quarters of football in that span in a long, long time.
Last week, your defense on the field for 40 minutes. Today, it was about 45. I asked you this week, can you scheme getting to the quarterback a half a step quicker? But, again, you weren't that far off from getting off the field.
Right, and that's the story of the game a little bit. And you're not going to win any college football games being out there for 45 minutes. I mean, let's be honest. So we got to look at playing complementary football. It's something that we've been able to do the last 5-6 years. We need to go back to do it, and they're really good up front. We ran into some good teams up front and had struggled running the ball, but we're gonna have to do it. We have to find a way to be able to do that and not be out there for that long. It's not going to be successful that way.
Well, and it starts, doesn't it, with the running game then? I mean, because if you're passing it all the time, not that you haven't been successful, but you're not running much time off the clock and your defense doesn't get much time to rest.
Yeah, I mean, that's all part of it. Like I said, with the complementary football and, from special teams all the way through, we were herky-jerky. We never got in the flow as a team. And, the kids were good on the sideline. They keep battling. And it's just, we got to get back on the drawing board a little bit and go, hey, what are we going to be identified with? I don't want to be a chuck and duck team, and nor does our staff, but we got to find a way. We got to get creative, and that's going to be our task moving forward.
First half, I thought defensively Caleb Young had a whale of a first half.
Yeah, he made some plays and showed up, and we made some big stops at times, and then we just gave up some long yardage stuff, couldn't get off the field, and he's a good player. He's young. He's starting to come into his own, so hopefully Caleb can build on that.
Best of luck next week.
Appreciate it, guys.